It was not that Jenny, our donkey, did not like her new companion, but that she just intended to be boss. The first night Johnny was with us, he moved into the shelter in the field as if it was his right. It was too small for him, being only Jenny size. So he stood up all night as if he was in a sentry box, with his head outside. Jenny, presumably under the impression he was standing there on guard, did not attempt to throw him out that evening. She stood up, too, under a nearby tree, watching him, pretending she was grazing, but really working out a plan. There must have been a plan, because the next night it was Jenny who got there first and stood on guard in the doorway while Johnny loitered under the tree. And the next night, and the next night, until Johnny got the idea it was Jenny's shelter and stopped trying to go in there himself. The next thing we saw, going out one night with a torch to check on the position to date, was Johnny standing under his tree and no sign of Jenny at all. She had given up keeping guard. When we looked inside her house, she was there, back where she belonged. She lay on the straw, flat out, her hooves crossed, her forelock over her eyes, and a look of triumph on her small white mouth. Banned from the shelter, kicked when he spoke to us, Johnny might have been excused for developing a temper. He did, in fact, kick me a couple of times, but only by accident. Because of their jealousy, we fed them separately. Oats and hay for Jenny, outside her shelter. Oats and hay for Johnny, under his tree. And still they squabbled. Jenny marched over to Johnny's heap and said it was better than hers. Johnny moved over to Jenny's heap and said he would eat that. Jenny charged back in a wild rage, saying that that was hers as well. Feeding time in the paddock was less a matter of eating than of Jenny and Johnny playing musical chairs.